Yesterday's Jamaica.
The Jenkins are visiting the National Museum Jamaica, the ethnographic museum that is located in Kingston. Thomas and Rosie are about to go on an exhibition tour organised by Mr. Jackson, a museum guide who is a specialist of Jamaican history.
Well, kids, we are standing at the entrance of this exhibition, which is devoted to the Maroon community. Before we start this children's tour, tell me what you know about slavery in Jamaica.
Well, the Spanish first forced the Taino population into slavery in order to cultivate the land and extract the natural resources, but the Taino did not survive. That's why the Spanish and later the English imported African slaves so that they could endure the harsh natural environment and the brutal conditions.
This is all very true. And do you know how long slavery lasted in Jamaica?
I don't know precisely, but I would say 300 years.
It's great to see children who are interested in the past and who are passionate about history. Actually, you have made an educated guess. It lasted for 344 years. To make a long story short, during the Spanish rule that started in 1494, the island was called Santiago. In 1655, the island was captured by the English. In order to prove that they were the new colonists, the island was renamed Jamaica by the English, who had just taken possession of the island. All the slaves were emancipated in 1838.
Who were the Maroons then?
The Maroons were former slaves who had run away from their masters and plantations. Even though there had always been Maroons under both the Spanish and British rules, the story goes that when the Spanish colonists fled in 1655, they left plenty of African slaves who escaped and created independent settlements called palenques. Over time, they came to control large areas of the Jamaican interior.
Wow, I had never heard about them.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? I have to add that these palenques, whose population sometimes mixed with the remaining Taino, were much feared by European colonists, for whom slave rebellion was the worst of nightmares. Besides, two conflicts called Maroon Wars opposed them to the British in the 18th century.
Are there still Maroons nowadays?
Yes, there are estimated at about 15,000 people. You can visit their descendants in the mountains in Akompong, or Maroon Town. They live on lands granted under a treaty and continue to practice and enjoy the traditional customs, which were handed down to them by their African guerrilla forefathers. They even organise a yearly festival in early January in order to celebrate the signing of a peace treaty between the Maroons and the British. But hey, let's enter the exhibition and discover the fascinating Maroon thing.